We're gonna do that side. And so it goes. I can't see the part.
Which part are you
saying? Oh, yeah. Both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the Bear. No, it's good. That's you sang it right. I wanted to do the Bear version. All right, how do we, this is going to be complicated. So, that isn't it. There's a lot of, these are open. All right, as you guys can see, I'm here with my lovely wife, Amy. Is this rolling? Hi, everybody. So, this is my lovely wife, Amy, and we like to occasionally do an episode called Beauty and the Bear. We worked on that song for hours.
We did.
Hours and hours, and all she had to do was say bear instead of beast. But she said beast.
I was really focused on harmonizing.
It sounded amazing, but it sounded like an angel's wiener.
Yeah.
But what was I just going to say? Oh, yeah, we're going to answer your questions, and then Patreon wrote a bunch of good questions. We like to do this because it's fun to do something together, and I just think it's cool to talk about, like, relationship-y life stuff and not just spiral. I don't just spiral in the mornings.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I just was trying to convince her to let me have a pet bear.
It's not happening.
No, but
like,
for real.
I'm trying to figure out what big dog to get, and, like, I'm kind of against anything that's, like, too hairy or slobbery, and now he's wanting to do a bear, so...
Yeah.
It's a big escalation.
Because I'm just going to be honest what my mode is. I overshoot so that the mastiff seems like good.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to go, "All right, we're going to get a bear." And you're going to be like,
"It wouldn't work on this one."
I still think you could tame a bear if you got it young enough. But how amazing would that be if a bear just walked in the room right now? Like Walter would love it.
I'd hate it.
You'd hate it?
I'd hate it.
Why?
Because it's a wild animal.
No, you raise it from birth.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe. I feel like it would be really stinky.
What, of honey and salmon?
Yeah.
Now you're about to witness our biggest fight of our relationship. All right. So, all right, we're going to start with Patreons. Because we are very, 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 very thankful that people support us on Patreon. And for the... higher echelons of Patreon, I am sending you each a key from my old piano. I've been working on it a lot lately, and I finally got some good poly that I'm using. What do you think of the poly?
I love the poly. These are so cool. I think, too, you can correct me if I'm wrong, they all have a unique number on them.
Right, like this is number?
75.
75. I think I'm going blind.
You might. I have really good eyes.
She has unbelievable eyes. But I think, like, a career staring into bright lights has not been the best for me. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Chris says, how did you decide on Walter's name, and did you have names picked out for the new bundle of joy yet? Oh, yeah. By the way, Amy's pregnant.
Yeah.
That's why we're not drinking booze right now.
Yeah. So, if anybody who I'm friends with is watching this, don't be offended that I haven't told you. I just personally haven't announced it, like, on my social media. So...
I told the bears immediately.
I
like literally the day I found out.
You told the bears before I think we told my grandparents. Like, I was like, come on, Ellen.
That's right.
We had a couple names picked out for Walter before deciding on Walter. He was Oliver for a really long time when he was in my belly.
Yeah.
And then we went to Wolfgang.
Yeah, Wolfgang's awesome. I still think we're like Wolfgang could be the next one.
I love the name Wolfgang, but I think it could be a better middle name.
Yeah, but the wolf, Wolfie.
Yeah, Wolfie.
Yeah, because it's Mozart, it's German, it's powerful, it's unique, but it's also like, it's cute and aggressive simultaneously.
Yeah, I like it too now just since we already have a Walter because it'd be two W names.
Yeah, but she has an unbelievable grandpa named Jack that we're thinking about naming a son after Jack. And so how do we get to Walter?
I swear to God, I think you just like... I liked Walter from the start. Like, that was, like, on my list of baby names I liked. And I think initially you associated it with like Walter White from Breaking Bad.
No, it was water.
And then you later in the
pregnancy. Oh yeah, I bailed on it because of Walter White. Yeah, I was about to say I didn't like Walter White. I mean, yeah. I liked the show, but I didn't want my son.
Like, later, then you were like, "Oh, Walter is really is one letter away from water."
Yeah,
and we just like the letter W, and we liked that it was unique, but like not a name you had to ask for the spelling on when you said it.
It's also classic.
It is very classic.
Like at the time we were living in Los Angeles, where everyone was like, "No, you look awesome." Well, that's kind of just what happens with the live streams. It just looks weird. It's like staring into a weird reflection of yourself. But, like, we'd have friends that'd be like, our new baby is named Piano Key. You know, it was like every name was just so weird that I wanted a normal name. And I know you felt that way, too.
Yeah, well, I wanted a normal but just unique name still. Because growing up as an Amy, there was always another Amy in every activity I did. And I just thought it'd be cool for Walter to have a standalone name.
Yeah, like Owen's kind of like that. It's old as hell, but it's not that common.
Now it is.
Well, yeah.
Owen's a super common baby boy name now. It's a great name.
Because they hate me because they ain't me. All right. Have we picked out any names for our next, what about girls? Are you thinking any girls?
I like old school names. I like Beverly. I know it's kind of like a weird one. I also still like Ginger.
Stripper.
He hates the name Ginger. I love it. I love the food. It reminds me of like Ginger on that one Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, whore.
No, she was a movie star.
Oh, which was the one that was real whorish?
I didn't think she was whorish.
Well,
I think maybe out of all of them, though, she was probably the most whorish.
Yeah.
She's a redhead.
Yeah, and red. You associate with red hair, and redheads are violent.
Oh.
What were we going to say?
One of my best friends is redheaded.
Is she violent?
No, you love her.
Who?
Ruth.
Oh, yeah, Ruth is awesome. I wouldn't call her redheaded, though.
Yeah, true. She's redheaded, though.
Yeah, maybe I got to rethink my prejudice. You got to rethink it. No, but I'm not rethinking Ginger, though. I mean, we'll talk more about it. I mean, it's in the South, I feel like Ginger's a more beautiful name because it's like classy in certain areas. But in the North, it reeks of stripper. Hmm. Maybe not, though. I don't know. I like Emma.
Emma's a good name.
What else are you thinking?
Emma was like my go-to name growing up because I was such a fan of the Spice Girls, and Emma was Baby Spice, and she was my favorite.
Great. A whore.
She's not a whore.
All right, next up. Jester Bear Ass.
I just realized my top are Ginger and Emma, and those are both related to the Spice Girls.
Ha! You want to name our daughter a Spice Girl?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I just realized that. Oh, Delev says, oh, that's a great question. I wonder if they know the sex of the baby yet.
We don't. We'll find out soon, though. I think once we know the gender, we'll be able to figure out a better name.
Okay, is Amy more religious than you? I'm not religious at all, but I believe in God and the Jewish religion as a whole. Hubby, not so much, as he's Protestant and doesn't even believe in Jesus, LOL. Was wondering if it were the same with you guys. I don't know. I think I'm probably more religious than Amy. But we talked about this on the last one. Where we try to go to churches, but like, I don't know. What's your thoughts?
I just consider myself super spiritual. Like I don't know who created what, but I think everything is connected and I think I like have a firm belief, so you know you shouldn't hurt anyone, or I don't know.
Yeah, see, I'm more a Christian because I know that I know that you have to like have a reason to think those things. But we're both raised.
I believe in an afterlife.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Because I remember one time we're talking about that, and I got kind of jammed up.
I just don't know, like what I think it in my. This is like what I would like for there to be. I want everyone to get what they want in their afterlife. Like, whatever you believe, I just would think you should get in your afterlife.
But what if you're a bad person, though?
Then you don't... I mean, I'm kind of thinking more like heaven, hell, like an idea. I guess I kind of believe in, like, a heaven and a hell. Yeah. I don't know what sends you to either, though.
I mean, no one really knows, but it's kind of like... Because we're both raised Catholic, but she was raised... She went to a Catholic school that I think... Man, I don't want to get. We can go to another question because I don't want to get too religious because that can you can get go down rabbit holes on that. But I think that like if you're raised by a certain type of Like, remember they wouldn't let you walk on grass?
Yeah.
Like, there's certain things that, that can kind of beat the Christian out of people. And, like, Amy lives it. I talked about this last time where she just kind of lives it. Like, she is it. I can't explain it any other way. But I'm more into the structure of Christianity to pass morality and live morality. And I don't know. I guess that's about it. What do you have any more thoughts?
No.
But we're like, I don't know. It's such an intense question. It's like, because when you're raised in an environment where the people that are trying to connect you to God tell you you're not allowed to walk on grass. What was that shit?
Well, they would just send you to jug justice under God.
So, but what was it about walking on grass?
I don't know. It's just a rule.
But no, but wasn't it like a biblical verse that they quoted and they... I don't know.
Probably. I don't know.
Who knows? All right. We can get bogged down on that. And that is a whole... That's like... People dedicate their entire lives to these questions, but... All right. Next up. Pedros. Peter Bedrosian. It sounds like a good Armenian name. Here's my question to Beauty and the Bear. A lot of people are moving from primary blue states due to the high cost of living and taxes that are being put on people. Example, the gas tax and higher vehicle registration costs or Baltimore soda tax. Even though you're in a blue state, would you say with the cost of living being lowered, you are able to connect more with family and community because there are less financial burdens? Side note, what is the P.O. box again? And family, we'll see you guys in February. Much love. You want to answer this one?
Yeah. Well, first off, P.O. Box is 1204 Saranac Lake, New York, 12983.
Yeah.
So it's just if being in a, even though we're in a blue state,
Basically he's asking, okay, like so New York pays a lot more in taxes than Nevada. You know what I'm saying? Or Texas. So, but it's so much cheaper for us to live here than like a big city in a red state. Is it, what the question is, do you think that living here because our costs are lower, we can spend more time with family and friends than living in a state that's more expensive to live in daily, but they have higher taxes or lower taxes?
Lower taxes.
Yeah.
It's kind of a tough question because I feel like, in my opinion, the taxes here are so astronomical that I'm just like,
it's insane.
The like cost of living on a daily basis is lower, but then it's like on a quarterly basis we get slammed and like then our bank accounts are hit and I'm just like, oh man, this really stinks. Like, I don't know.
And it's just also like, just the principle of it. It's like just people just take the government just takes your money. I don't know.
I do think in general though, since we've moved at least from Los Angeles, Owen is able to stay home more just because our, like, where we live doesn't, like, our house doesn't cost as much. It's nicer. Like, he's able to say no to, like, road gigs and stuff, where before he would probably have to say yes to everything and be home all the time, or go on the road all the time to, like, support and pay for our bills. And
yeah. I think it's always important to lower, Well, I think living where your family is more important than living in blue or red state. But if it doesn't matter at all, I say live in a red state. Like, live in a state that has lower taxes because they're only going to go up and you don't get much from them. They don't give it back. They're total assholes. The government are total assholes. All right, next up. Daryl. Hey, guys. Have you had Walter? Hang on. Hey, guys. Have you had Walter and will you have the new baby christened? Or will you wait until they are old enough to make the decisions to enter a faith themselves? Asking a guy who has had his faith chosen for him and then rallied against it. I want to do what my parents did for me. And they baptized me and but then allowed us to kind of make our own way in a lot of ways. I think we're going to definitely baptize, you know. I think the entrance into Christian community is how my mom described it, where I just think it's important, man. Like, the older I get, the more I see the importance of religion. And Amy's not, doesn't really care either way. Like we'll pray before meals and stuff, but not go to church very often. It's just like, I want Walter to have the structure that I didn't have. Like what you said, Daryl, I had a bit of the opposite. Like, my parents were Christian, but incredibly unstructured and kind of just let us be what we were in a lot of ways. And in a sense, that was good. It made me more artistic. It made me more, I don't know, free, freedom loving. But at the same time, I just think it's caused me so much stress and depression over the years to not just know something.
But I don't think you ever, like, that's the thing with religion. You have to be okay with not fully knowing it. Like, you'll never have, like, that knowledge, I feel like, if you're right. Really...
That's a good point.
That you have to be okay with that, a little bit of fluidity of thought.
Yeah, but that's what faith is, though.
Yeah.
It's like, faith, like, you're never going to get, like, because science doesn't prove science. This is all, it's all like, the arrogance of science really pisses me off. Like, they don't prove itself. It has a half-life. Knowledge in science has a half-life of about 10 years. It's almost like a decaying particle, where every 10 years, half of what you learn in medical school is either proven wrong or rewritten. So it's like, I just think that it's kind of like how Muldowney is. I kind of want to raise them, where it's like, he's like, yeah, just believe in God, help your community, and just be a good guy. It's like, don't overthink it, you know? Like, we don't have to, like, get to the bottom of everything.
Yeah, but your mind likes to.
See, this is what you don't understand, is I want that covered so that my mind can get to the bottom of things that are a lot more important and actually solvable. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to always think about whether or not there's a God or not. Like, what is the point of that? It brings you no joy. All it does is bring pain. And the people that end up becoming, like, strict atheists are the biggest cunts on the planet. Are you having fun, love?
Yeah, I am.
All right, cool. All right, this is Tammy. I am a city girl gone country. How do you feed... Or how do you two feel in a rural area as opposed to the rush of the city? I know we love raising our child in the country. I think it has always been in my blood, but the rest of the size of the family loves the city. My husband grew up in the country, and you can't understand why people live so close together. Looking back, I've always wanted this life. Do you feel safer, more relaxed, healthier living there?
Yeah. Yes, for sure. Definitely feel safer, way more relaxed, way healthier. Except for, like, cold and flu season. I feel like it... Well, I don't know. This might, like, my... first real cold and flu season with, like, a child. Last year he was such a baby that, like, we didn't have him around a lot of people, but I'm, like, getting wrecked this winter.
We gotta give
I know, I haven't gotten this sick in, like, a long time.
We gotta give a shout out to Amy right now. She's actually also sick.
Yeah.
But she didn't want to bail on the Bears. For real. She's pregnant. She's sick. It's been negative 20. Like, Amy's been she's been getting rocked this winter, and she's just taking the blows and giving them back.
Hopefully. No, I think it's great. I think it's way, I for us, it was better to raise a child in the country than over the city. In our city, like, and when we were in, like, West Hollywood in Los Angeles, it's like the sidewalks smell like pee. There's, like, just dog poop on them because people don't pick up after taking their dogs for a walk. It's like, do you want to, like, have your kid run around those streets? It's like, no.
Yeah, and actors are just constantly raping each other on the streets.
Yeah, or, like, I think we had, like, a homeless person just breaking in and just hanging out in our, like, private little yard. It wasn't, like, a yard, but, like, a little, like, courtyard before you go up the steps. It's just...
And cops don't care.
We never have that issue here.
No, it literally would be like, yeah, so a homeless guy wants to hang out in your house. Like, people are just, and now going back, I can't even imagine living there again. It's like, just the amount of just,
yeah,
it's just unbelievable. No one knows
it's like
each other.
To the grocery store was, like, crazy.
I felt like I was in a snow globe. Like, literally, like, I was just trapped and all these, like, little things were just running around. Like, last time I was in LA, and I used to love LA. And I was like, get me the fuck out of here. Like, I literally felt like I was drowning. There was just all these strangers everywhere. And the way my brain works now is I see a person and I think, do I know that guy? Oh, I know that guy. I think my brother knows that guy. And think about the difference between that and just zip, 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 zip. And some of them have like tattoos all over their face and just anger in the streets and just fuck that. And the only benefit to a city is the ability of making money, but then it costs more to live there. So it's a zero sum game. It's kind of like having your wife work. What? She works. Let's say she makes 30 an hour would be a lot of money. It's a good job. It's $60,000 a year. 30 an hour, but you have to pay a babysitter 20 an hour. So now you're making $10 an hour max to have someone else raise your child, and you have to work a fucking job. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Being pregnant though now and sick, I 100% miss like all the food delivery options in like a big city.
Now you got husband delivery.
I was able just to be like Postmates, like, and like now I'm like, oh, I have to like bundle this all up and drive to the grocery store and also figure out what I'm craving, and hopefully I still crave it by the time I get back.
Yeah, but you can send me out. You put your little hat on me.
You definitely help me.
You put your little delivery hat on me.
Yeah.
You know, I have different hats. We have a hat rack. Yeah. She goes, "You're gonna be a delivery guy today." All right, Shaniqua, what are your thoughts? Amy, what are your thoughts on you getting on me getting representation? My profile has increased significantly since this time last year, and since I've done this on my own, I could rake in huge sums with an agent pushing me in the right areas. The downside would be less time at home with family. What are your thoughts?
It would have to be, for him to get representation, it would have to be someone who is really, really in the same mindset as Owen, and a lot of representatives out there are not, like, they I don't think they would have any idea of where to push Owen in the right areas.
Well, there's no chance I'm going to get representation. I don't want it. There's no way I would sign with anyone. I mean, I would have a really hard time even doing a show on a network, like even like a right-wing network. I just don't want to be attached to anything.
Yeah.
I just have such shell shock with that shit. I just don't want to be anyone's... Like, I think what's happening right now is so fun. And our needs are pretty low. Like, yeah. Like, we're doing well. But, like, we don't need that much more.
Yeah, I think the freedom that Owen has right now with his career is like, priceless in this industry. And I just think we go with it for as long as we can.
Yeah, it's almost like I won the lottery. Yeah. It's like, don't you think I've been happier lately?
Oh, you've been so much happier.
It's not even close. It's like, and people will say that I seem angrier, but it's really, I have something to defend. I have something I know I want to fight for, and I have no fear anymore. Like, it's weird. It's almost like, I don't know. What do you think?
You're not angry, though.
No, not angry, but like today when I just put Aziz Ansari on blast for like 6 straight hours.
Like, but you've done that for like years.
That's true.
Like, it's, I mean, you were posting videos today from what, like 2 years ago?
Yeah, that is true.
Like 2 months ago, I don't know. But like, that's always been you. It's just more people see it now.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're paying attention. I don't know, maybe like.
Or I think part of it is also I just didn't change with the times. Like, everyone just kept becoming a pussy, and I was like, no, we don't laugh at those things. Like, yeah, I'm a toxic man. Is everything good?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We'll just do a couple more. Amy's, she's sick. She wasn't going to do it, but she insisted we did it. What do you think?
Yeah.
You can do a little more?
Of course. I was just checking. I just got
it. Well, I know, but I don't want to run yet. Whoa, though.
Totally.
All right, Jack. Chicken or the egg, Big Bear? I'm sure you and Amy have different ideas. Okay, what came first, chicken or the egg on the count of three? Chicken or the egg on the count of three? One.
I don't know. I haven't made up my mind yet.
We'll think about it, and then we'll.
I've thought about it a lot. I don't know what it is.
Well, you got to pick one.
I go out there every day and I feed the chickens and I get their eggs and I'm like, I don't know which one of you came first.
Yeah, she really does do that every day.
I don't know. What do you think?
Egg.
Where would the egg come from?
I'll tell you why it's the egg. It has to be the egg. Because the first chicken had to come from an egg. And when people say, oh, but the egg, no. The way evolution works is...
Okay.
No, but it's true. Like, wherever the line is between chicken and whatever it evolved from has to come from the egg.
I see what you're saying.
The thing before it would not have been a chicken.
It would have been a schnicken.
Right, a schnicken. It would have been a schnicken. It has to be the egg. So we kind of answered that one. All right, next up. Will she try and deliver naturally from Isaac?
Like, does that mean like epidural, no epidural?
No, she's getting drugged up.
I'm getting an epidural. I got one last time with Walter, and it was the best thing ever. I give a lot of props to women who can go through labor without it. Do you want me to talk about my last childbirth?
Yeah, of course, baby.
Yeah. So I was able to labor until 8 centimeters. And then I had to get rushed in for an emergency C-section because Walter's heart rate dropped. But otherwise, I would have delivered non-cesarean. I was trying for vaginal. This time, because I had my last C-section, I think I'm going to try for a VBAC, but I'm not kind of getting my hopes up for it because I may have to just do another C-section, but I will try and do a VBAC.
Yeah, that was a terrifying experience when his heart stopped beating.
Yeah, it was because I had a really normal pregnancy last time. Like, my first trimester, very similar to this, where I just had a lot of, like, food aversions and some nausea. And just a lot of fatigue. And then the rest of it, like, I was really pretty active. And then all of a sudden, like, I went into labor at 38 weeks. And, and it had just complications. So it was...
It's terrifying.
And it was lame, but we got a beautiful child.
We did. The greatest kid ever.
I'm alive, so it's good.
Like, our kid is so awesome. It's like, literally insane. Like, we were just doing tequila tonight.
Yeah.
Tequila.
Ta-da-da.
Except we kept going, ta-da-da. And he would just squeal with laughter. All right. I will never let this go. What are your thoughts on raisins? Emasculated grapes or misunderstood berry?
What are your thoughts on raisins? Emasculated grapes or misunderstood? Well, I feel like they could be both emasculated grapes and a misunderstood berry. Because is a grape a berry? But is this like... Is this an analogy to something else?
No. I think
I love raisins.
I think a raisin is... I think it's more comparable to the heroin of poppy seeds. Where it's like... It's everything about a grape, but boiled down into such a condensed version that it's like a sugar rush. I think it's a gay grape. I think it's a grape that is dehydrating himself at Crunch Fitness in the steam room to try and get more eyes on him and his cock. I think that he's probably doing some HGH and some steroids, but all it does is make him shriveled and old. I don't like grapes one bit. Because my mom used to give out, or not grapes, raisins. I don't like raisins at all. My mom used to give out raisins during Halloween, and kids used to make fun of me. She also used to give out nickels. All right, Pastry Bear. Have you considered getting a one-day-a-week show on Compound Media? I know Anthony is a fan, and Keith likes the idea, too. You would probably do the same kind of show as you do now. We were actually just talking about that. I love Anthony and Keith. I was talking to Amy about that. That would be in New York City, and that's, you know, it's a big hike. I love Allie. I love everything there. And they would. I love that they could get me guests. But at the same time, man, there's nothing like the Bear Cave. There's nothing like waking up, getting some coffee and some breakfast with Amy. We talk about what I'm going to talk about a little bit. I close the door. I spiral. I start streaming. And, we just talk and we act like bears. I mean, what is better than that? I don't really need more shit. Aren't you happy with like what
we
have?
I'm so happy with this.
It's like, what do we need? It's like a lot of my friends are very industrious and they're seeing that I'm having a bit of a moment these days, but I don't see it that way. They're always like, oh, well, we can capitalize. It's like we can brand and we can do this and we can do that. And, you know, we can do boo boo. I'm like, who cares? I just don't see the point. Like, what? Do you have a bigger house where you lose your keys more? I'm dead serious. Like, what's the point? Do you see a point?
I think the only thing that we had spoken about is just the ability to get more guests on.
Yeah.
But I do think even just once a week, like a drive down to New York would maybe be draining on you, or maybe it would be great. I don't know.
Well, we could do a bunch in a day, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm talking to them about that, but I do really well alone. Mm-hmm. I just do. I never knew that. I always thought I was a group guy. But, like, I like just doing shit. I can't handle all the aspects of it myself, but it's almost like a ship that, you know, it's kind of sinking in places, but I just keep bailing water out and it just keeps going, you know?
Yeah.
And, I don't know, I'm just excited to see what happens with what we're doing now. And I'm just so happy that I don't have to get a normal job, because I would have sucked at it. Like, you know, a few months ago, we really thought we were done. Like, it was scary. And fortunately, I don't know, we just figured out a way to just keep rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
Thanks to you guys. It's all you guys. And I think I bring something fun to you guys because I'm still funny. And a lot of comedians just bailed on comedy completely and they just want to shit on white males. And I'm not on board that because I don't hate myself. Because I'm not a rapist. All right. I really admire that Amy is a stay-at-home mom with a master's in engineering. I also had an awesome stay-at-home mom who was excellent at math. How was that transition from engineering to child-rearing? Does Amy do anything in particular to keep that engineering side of her brain happy? I imagine you provide plenty of intellectual stimulation since you get to be home more now, but engineering seems like such a specific kind of thing. Congrats on Baby Bear. Thank you. Thank you, Jess.
I definitely miss using math. A bunch, because the type of math that you use in engineering, you just don't use on a daily basis unless you're doing engineering. So I've thought about like bringing out some of my old textbooks from school and just like solving some problems, because I just enjoyed them. They're like puzzles. I haven't done that, but that's like been on the back of my mind for a while.
We should have an engineering day.
We should, because I really do miss it. Like, my brother is in school right now for mechanical engineering. And I was home, I think, last year, and he needed help on a problem. And I kind of struggled with it at first. And then I was like, oh, wait, this is how you do it. I remember being, like, so happy when I got the right answer. And I was like, sweet. I miss it. But the transition, I would say, like, with engineering and child rearing, it takes a lot of focus. And kind of being stubborn to get to the root of a problem. And those qualities are good in both, so
yeah.
I don't know, like, that's,
and it's just and it's also like right after a woman gives birth, there's just no way. I mean, I don't know why they do that or how they do that, where they just hand over the baby to a stranger and then go back to crunching numbers for 10 hours a day. Like, she loves engineering, but in LA there was a time when it was a 2.5 hour commute each way to work where she sat alone in a cubicle doing number stuff. That was
a really rough time because the economy wasn't doing very well. And because I worked in a section of this engineering, a large engineering company that dealt with like levee rehabilitation and like storm drain runoff or storm runoff. And there was just no funding for it, but they, like, kept us all on staff. So, like, a lot of times I would go to work and have to, like, make one task drag out the whole day, even though I could get it done, like, in an hour. And it was so, it, like, just made me so brain dead and unmotivated. And then on top of that, having to drive 2.5 hours to that job, it was, like,
It was brutal. That was a brutal time.
And, like, we weren't very good at that point. And,
no.
Like, I'd, like, get home, and then he would, like, go out late to the improv and then come back all, like, hammered. I'd just be, like... And I'd have to, like, wake up at, like, 5 a.m. the next morning and just be like, I hate this.
And it's, like, everything about her life, it was, like, driving. She would go 5 miles an hour. It would take her 2.5 hours to go, like, 30 miles. And so once she got there, she'd have to go intentionally go 5 miles an hour. It was hell. So we should do engineering days. But in general, I mean, you don't miss that job.
I don't miss the job. I'm just saying I miss, like, the applying math.
Yeah. Well, I can apply some math. You know what I'm saying? Talking about my penis. All right, so Brandon says, my daughter is headed to Ireland for 4 months to study at the U of Limerick. Advice for her, since you did a study abroad. Also, what are Amy's favorite bands? Advice for her is just enjoy it. I mean, Ireland's awesome. Just do it, like, go see stuff. Like, don't go to, like, Starbucks. Like, go see hang out with the people from there. Just really immerse, like get into it. You know, that's what I did and that's what made it valuable. It wasn't necessarily even the school, although she should get good grades. I didn't. I quit going to class after a little while. I started just going to all the sites. I went into Kutna Hora. It was a church made out of human bones from the deaths of the Black Plague. Yeah. I went to the shitty part of Czech Republic. Not Prague. No, I'm no soy boy. I don't go to Prague. I go to a place called Brno, spelled Brno. So have you ever seen the movie Hostel? That's where I studied. All right. What's your favorite bands?
We've been listening to a lot of Beach Boys because we just got that record on vinyl. And then I like, I'm just trying to think of like what's on my iTunes. I just bought Flume.
Plume.
Who else do I listen to?
I don't know. I was asking you what song you want to sing tonight. You couldn't even come up with any songs.
I like Simon and Garfunkel and...
I think right now her brain's a little shot from when it comes to songs, because Walter will get fixed on one song and he'll want to hear it 1,000 times. And so I think her joy for music right now, it's like, it's interesting to see. Like right now he wants to listen to Don't Worry Baby all day, every day. So
I'm trying really hard. I like Tchaikovsky.
Yeah. One of our wedding songs. All right, Mike. She used to love house music and shit.
I love Above and Beyond.
Yeah, she just likes stuff that's really makes her feel good. All right, Michael Rice, big one. All right, introverted, straight, white, Christian, libertarian, toxic male from Midwest. Nice. All right, So zero sum game, parental treatment. So there's a long one. My eyes are like I have a light shining on me and the computer screen.
I can read if you'd like.
No, it's all good. I got it. So basically he's asking, I can't go to military like I planned, can get anything but temp work or work overseas, and I have master's in economics, high IQ, solid work ethic, sick of sympathy with no opportunity, no respect. I want a family but can't pursue it without economic opportunity, losing patience for society. Any advice? All right, so this is a really smart guy who's very educated and he wants a family and he's in a rut. He's in one of those classic 2018 toxic white male libertarian ruts. How does he find what he wants? How does he get a good woman? How does he get a family?
And does it say where he lives? Midwest. Sorry, I have to reread it again. Credit score negative.
Yeah, I didn't do the best job reading it.
Cancer survivor. Facing problem of time.
Oh shit, cancer survivor. Much respect, man. It sucks.
Problem of time slash GPA hole in my resume. Military legal plan, zero sum game.
I can sum this up.
Okay.
All right. He is a cancer survivor. He doesn't have a lot of cash right now, and he wants to know, like, does he reveal that to women? Because he says disclosing, which has all kinds of baggage associated with it. He can't go to the military. So what does he tell? Like, what does he reveal to women when he first meets women? What advice do you have for someone who's had a rough ride, and his dating resume isn't looking stellar? But he's a really good person, a really smart person, really wants a family.
You've gone through a lot, so I'm sorry if this sounds like, just be positive. But I think women would find it very attractive to have, if just to be positive around them. You can tell them all of that, but if they see like positivity coming from you, it just shows strength.
And then when they know about that shit, it'll be a home run.
Yeah.
Because I got a buddy like Dave.
If you show that like that doesn't get you down, they're like, oh man, this guy's like he can take me.
You can say that.
I actually did not mean to say that.
As soon as she saw me, she said, "Take me,
like, protect me." Like it's just like that's. Like a good man. So like none of that is.
It'll all work like in your advantage.
Yeah.
If you can still be fun, like a fun guy and nice to her and not talk about that much, and then she finds out, you're going to look like a rock star. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a buddy, this is my buddy Dave, who's one of my brother's best friends. He was in a cult since he was born. And he left when he was 15, and he never had an education. And now he owns his own electrical. He's an electrician, owns his own company. He's an unbelievably cool guy, funny. If you didn't know that about him, I mean, his past is insane. Like, if he admitted to masturbating, they locked him in a basement for 2 days. Like, that type of shit.
Did we by chance see him today?
No, Dave Garganese.
Yeah, but that wasn't him today.
No, like, that was a guy from my hometown.
Oh, sweet. But yeah. Is his name Dave?
Yeah, another Dave. Okay. We're riddled with Daves. No, but when you find that out about him, you're like, you have a next level respect for a guy that can get through that and still just be a normal dude. So what appears to be a weakness in your mind isn't really. You're a guy who's had a lot of, you know, a lot of misfires, a lot of shit's happened to you. You're not in a good economic spot. You're not able to buy her like expensive flowers or anything, but that doesn't really matter. And people don't believe me when I say that. Like, sometimes guys are like, it fucking matters, dude. Girls, all they want is money. No, it doesn't. Aziz Ansari, perfect example. Guy's rich as shit. Women never liked him, ever. I've seen it. Multi-millionaire. He's doing Madison Square Garden. As soon as he's done, women don't find him attractive in any way. I'm telling you, dude. It's a fact. Ask her. There's no reason for Amy to lie. It's like, just bring some sort of joy to a woman's life. Just whether it's nice. Women do like nice. Want to know who doesn't like nice?
They like nice. They like loyalty. Like, just being a man of your word.
Yeah. Fucked up girls want these fucked up guys. Like, you always see these guys that's like, you know, a girl that looks attractive. She's like a sexy girl. And she's like, this is my friend, Brance. You know, I think Brance cheats on me with guys and he's a meth addict, but I love him. Oh, Brance, he's fucking someone right now. And a nice guy is like, will you go out with me? And it's like, no, I have to deal with Brance. Yeah, she's insane. There's just a lot of shit women out there. It's like, you don't want that chick. You want a chick like Amy. They're out there. It's just a lot of guys are so dark on themselves. Like, one thing I noticed about you, and I'm going to give you criticism, even though you're a financial supporter of mine, which isn't a great business move, but that's why I think I'm a comedian. I noticed in your entire thing, you didn't write anything about any other woman. Like, you described yourself for a full paragraph and not one word about a girl you like or who you want, what qualities you want in another person. I think that you should stop focusing on what life has done to you and focus more on what you want out of life and what girl you like. If there's a girl in your life, like you got to look at the world with, like, it's a group of individuals. Don't think you want a girl. Think you want Diane or Maria or whoever it is that is in your life that you think is a virtuous and good and beautiful person that you want to be with. And then from there, focus on her. And I'm not being corny. It's true. Like, I can be a piece of shit. Ask her. Like, I'm not this, like, liar. Like, I'm not going to, like, white knight. This is real. Like, look at who you like and be like, man, you know, I've had a rough ride, but this girl, she's really worth it because blah, blah, blah. And think about her qualities. And then from there, the world's your oyster. Thoughts?
Yeah. And just also, like, on maybe the job thing, have you tried, like, volunteering places? I know it's...
he needs that bread, though. He needs a stack.
I know, but, like, if he can, like, get a little time to do that, maybe it could turn into a paying position.
That's a good point.
Or at least it's just stuff on your resume.
There's a bunch of people in my life, you can attest to this, that have done a lot of free work for me just when I didn't have anything. And then when I can hire them, I just hire that guy. Like, why would I ever interview anybody? It's like the person that's already been doing it.
I know I was a lot younger when I first started to pursue engineering, but... there wasn't really an engineering job that even like an internship I was qualified for. So I just went in and asked my like local city department if I could just volunteer in their public works department. And then it turned into a paying internship. And then that was my first thing on my resume.
Yeah. She's a go-getter. It's crazy. She'll just go into a place and be like, I'll suck everyone's dick in here to get this job.
Yeah. Everyone.
Let's check out Super Chat questions. But thank you, Patreon. Those were...
Did we answer all of them?
I think so.
I feel like we skipped over some.
No,
I
look.
I know we did at least one.
No, it's responses to other questions. Like, see, that is the million-dollar question. That's not a question. Well, which one do you see that we didn't answer?
Something towards the end.
All right, let's take a look. It's okay, though. Oh, you're right. Sorry. All right. I am a 24-year-old living in UK. I've worked...
Walter just woke up.
That's Walter. I'm a 24-year-old living in UK. I've worked as a chef in a Michelin star kitchen and run the bar at the number one hotel in UK. I now work for the biggest... All right, cool. I can answer this one. She'll be back. I now work for the biggest drinks company in Europe. So should I take 1 year off and travel the world on my own to get more life experience, or just keep going on the path I've made? What could help more down the road? All right, I'm a 24. Wow, you sound like a legend. I worked as a chef in a Michelin star restaurant, run a bar, number one hotel. I now work for the biggest drinks company in Europe. I say you just keep rolling, man. You don't need to take a year off. You'll be bored as shit. Someone that's accomplished as much as you have, take a month off. Max, you will be so bored. Man, if I took a year off, I don't even know what the hell I'd do. I can't take a day off. I do this 7 days a week now. I fucking don't know what to do with myself if I don't work. I mean, I there's hours in the day that I can, like, but like, you sound passionate about this stuff. You will not know what to do with your day if you take a year off. You'll probably just become a heroin addict. All right, so let's check out the super chats. Amy will be back. Oh, wow. That's a big one. Drop Bear, greetings from down under. Congrats on everything to you both. You have an... Oh, we got some super chats. This guy gave us a really, really good one, love.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's why good.
I shouldn't have even gone up. He wasn't even awake.
He wasn't?
No, I was like, oh, crap, because I went in with my flashlight. And he was just like...
He was like, flashlight?
Yeah.
Oh, did you see today in at brunch when, like, he was asleep on me, and he woke up and just went, owl. Yeah. And I'm like, owl. And he goes, mama. And I go, mama, yeah, there's a mama, there's an owl. He's like, owl. And I'm like, yeah. And then he just goes, and he was just out again, remember?
So sweet.
Yeah, we're at a restaurant, and he started crying. So I'm oddly better at getting him to stop crying.
He is.
Because I just walk around, and then he, like...
Walter just, like melts into Owen's chest, and, like, I just think he likes Owen's size. Because when he does that on me, he just gets, like, really upset about, like...
He's like, you're too bony.
Yeah, like, bony collarbone, I don't know.
I'll make sure you're in this shot. Oh, there you are, sweet.
Yeah, I'm really close to the camera.
No, you're good.
Wow. I'm so good.
And he was, like, I was just eating like this the whole time. And then he woke up, and I couldn't let him see Amy, or else he'd just start screaming.
Yeah.
Because he loves her so much that it's almost like he just starts... He's like...
He just gets really emotional when he sees me when he's tired.
Yeah, he's just like, I love you so damn much, Mom. And so I got to feed him. Like, I was feeding him the whole time. Like, he was eating, because if he saw her, he would have just been like, this food is for...
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was fun. He got to see the sled dogs.
They were such good food.
He got to see the sled dogs. There's sled dogs.
Oh, yeah, there's... Oh my gosh, it's so cool because we get so cold here that, like, our lakes freeze so solid that they do the dog sleds around the lake, and it's the coolest thing ever. And it was so beautiful today because it was, like, blue sky, but it was, like, -8 degrees, so we weren't outside much, but we got to see it from a window.
I tried to take Wally into the sauna today. I didn't have it hot. It was, like, 100 degrees, but he had a dry cough, and I just kept putting water over the stones, but he was having fun at first. We're coloring, having some fun. And then once it got a little hot, he got a little paranoid. But we'll ease him into it. All right, Drop Bear. That was extremely generous of you, Drop Bear.
Thank you so much, Drop Bear.
Greeting from Down Under. Congrats on everything to you both. You have an amazing family. I enjoy all of your content. This is my first opportunity to say g'day because of the time difference. Congratulations on your freedom. Thank you so much. That means a lot. And g'day to you too, my friend. Tyler. Me and my girlfriend literally had that exact conversation last night. She reacted pretty much the same as Amy did. I don't know what we're referring to right now. Oh, about bears? Oh, he wants a pet bear.
I mean, why? There's huge dogs out there that are that don't have, that aren't like 1,200 pounds.
Who brought the buzzkill, right?
I am a buzzkill. I don't want to get mauled when like I run out of food by accident.
Yeah, so you're pregnant. You run out of food and you get mauled.
Yeah, I mean, it's like our dogs just go like, oh, there's not enough kibble. Like a bear would just be like, then you're my dinner.
No, well, I'd protect you from the bear. That's when I pop the bear in the face.
He'd be like, go on a road gig and then you come back and it's just a massacre, but you have your stupid bear here.
No, I would bring the bear with me. Why do you think I would get a bear? He would be sitting with me right next to me on the airplane. Literally, there'd be no way I would ever travel without that bear. All right, so Country Bear says, compromise and get a St. Bernard. It's big and slobbery, but at least it's not a bear. Perfect. Well, one of the bears has a dog, that buffalo bear.
The buffalo bear.
No, this dude is going to give us a puppy. Dog. It's
I would love it if that works out.
What is a mountain?
Great
Pyrenees. Yeah, it's so cool.
It's a big white fluff. It's like a big white fluffy dog. It's a beautiful
dog. And he's a great dude. We're emailing Chuck in regards to soy and estrogen. That's a perfect start. These are great. These are the bear bears. In regard to soy and estrogen, Owen, are you aware that hops are super rich in estrogen also? Might be the reason they're pushing IPA so hard. I've thought about that. Remember I've told you about that? The IPAs might make my dick fall off. That's why I was drinking a lot more PBRs and Heinekens. I mean, I think that they are trying to emasculate men.
But IPAs have a higher alcohol content. So I think if you like beer and you just like want to get a better buzz on for less calories, like IPAs are a good option.
Yeah, I don't think there's an IPA conspiracy. I think because there's actually some really good IPAs out there. But I do think that soy is trying to get rid of dudes' dicks. All right, Cross. Hey, Owen. Love your stuff on YouTube. People like you, Jordan Peterson. Oh, that's the thing. My first guest is going to be Jordan Peterson on January 3rd. So I think that will launch me more into doing guests because I'm going to figure out how to do Skype guests. Mm-hmm. What are you smiling about?
Your burnt hand.
Oh, yeah. Have a burnt hand.
I forgot about it.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Owen, love your stuff on YouTube. People like you, Jordan Peterson, Ben Shapiro, and Stephen Crowder have changed my thinking and way of life. Thank you for all you do and keep fighting, brother. Thank you, Cross. The guys you name changed my life too, and I'm fortunate to become friends with some of them. So I think we're in the same boat there. Field of Bears. This guy is fucking hilarious. Every single day he does this. Does Amy remember that socialism always ends in starvation and genocide? Every day he reminds everyone that.
He's okay. He's just
all right, Corey. Arizona Corey, congratulations, Amy and Owen. Corey is a great name. If it's a boy, just saying.
It is a good Corey's name.
Corey's a good name. Yeah. Oh, he wants to do a show in Arizona and he wants to take me bow hunting.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. That could be a family trip.
What part of Arizona does he live in?
I'm not exactly sure.
I really like Arizona.
Yeah. She's not feeling the cold today, this winter. It's definitely a discussion. I love the cold, but she doesn't, so we're going to have to figure something out here. All right. Billy, you suck. I hate you. Aziz Ansari is the funniest man alive. No, he's not. He sucks. All right. Slim and None. Hey, Owen, can you think of a worse shithole than Haiti? I think it would be any room where Aziz is performing. Yes. Rod, my oldest son is named Jack after my badass great uncle, World War II commando who fought in North Africa campaign. That's awesome. Nice. Dude, Jack is such a good name.
It's a great name.
Like her grandfather is the reason she's like awesome with men, because her biological dad was a bit of a scumbag. Stepdad's the man. But like her grandfather is the reason that she's so like good. Like she doesn't have all those psycho issues that a lot of women with bad dads have. Because he lived across the street her whole life. He's just a steady Eddie, literally.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's just a man's man. He's 80. They pulled the prostate.
Uh-huh. And he's fine. Like, he just, like, got right back up.
Yeah. And he, like, skis.
Doesn't let anything.
He was a news reporter. This is one of the funniest things about him. He hated Anchorman because he was, like, he thought that the guys in it were doing some good reporting.
No, that's not true.
That's a fact. Your brother told me.
Okay.
No, it's a fact. Because he's an old school, like, conservative man. And so it's like, he was like, yeah, that movie was stupid. I don't get it out of the fucking joke. He doesn't swear, though. But he's like, I didn't get it.
No, he didn't like how raunchy it was, how it depicted a newsman.
Right, but he also, yeah, he felt like they were mocking him.
Yes.
And he's like, we didn't do any of that shit.
Yeah.
We just used to tell the news.
Yeah.
He's hilarious. But I remember years ago, he told me, he was like, you should just appeal to conservatives. No one's appealing to conservatives.
He did.
All these people are just trying to fucking appeal to all these. He was so right. All right, anyway.
It's very wise.
Yeah, because he's like, why don't you just talk out there like you talk to me? I'm like, because then I'll be fired from all my jobs.
Yeah.
And he's like, just fucking do it. All right. Slosher. Congrats to you guys on your new baby. Sorry, Amy, I have to side with Owen. Ginger is a stripper name. All men know that.
The baby won't be named Ginger.
All men know that. The Vile Delinquent. Girls' names. Cecilia or Clementine?
Oh, that's nice.
Wow, Clementine's cool. Cecilia. Those are both great names.
Guy?
Yeah, Clementine? Also, can Amy move closer or something? You're a bit hard to hear.
The mic's closer to Owen. And
well, it wasn't...
I'm a soft speaker as it is.
It wasn't because I wanted the mic closer to me. It was because it didn't fit over there. Before. Apparently it does now, though. Is that in the shot? Now we're good. Huh. Could have been there the whole time, I guess. Alright. Pinochet.
Oh, sweet.
What's that?
A Purdy kid.
Hello from a Purdy kid. And a GHHS class of 91. What's Purdy kid?
Purdy's right next to Gig Harbor. Ooh. In Gig Harbor High School, where my brother went.
Nice. Yeah. Good for you guys. The Vile Delinquent. Amy, will you be in the next Colton Wade Vince is Roy's Wife? That shit that I do with Crowder where I'm like, God damn.
Oh, yeah.
You should. She would be too shy. She'd have to have a couple beers in her, not until the baby's out. But she'd be hilarious. All right, Michael Vick's talk. Owen, you're fighting the good fight, my friend. You're impacting more people than you know. Also, it'd be cool if you read my email, por favor. I will. I'm really sorry.
What if the email's just like, bark, 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 bark?
Why am I dead? Why does Michael Vick keep trying to make me fight other dogs? I will. Do you mind resending the email? I am horrible at emails. I get so overwhelmed. It's like, I will get, you know, in like Gmail, how you have the pages? I'll get like 3 full pages a day. And a lot of them are like really, they have a lot of rich content. She's made the observation many times that the people that write to me and the people that interact with me on social media are extremely intelligent and have a lot to say. And so I'll just get like, I'll get 3 down and I'm just like, whoa. I'm not made for like a lot of perspectives of people like that many. I'm talking just... And I'm not complaining because you guys being connected to me is amazing. And
you've gotten better at it though. Like he really does sit down on his laptop and like take time to respond to emails. I'll be like, what are you up to? He's like, oh, responding to emails, messages. Like he tries. He's trying to get to them all.
Yeah. So if you want to resend it, yeah. Sorry. Sherry D. Thank you, Amy, for sharing Owen with us. You look beautiful. Congratulations and love from the Bourbon Trail in Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sherry.
Ben, that was very generous, buddy. Love Beauty and the Bear. What are Amy's feelings on the Baziz videos?
Oh my gosh. Well, like the ones where you are being the bee. I'm gonna Baziz. They used to annoy like the shit out of me because like it was just like this character that he did constantly when that was like the Snapchat filter. I just like stop with the Baziz. But they were funny and like now I just think they're so they just prove, like, Owen's always, like, ahead of the curve with a lot of these media drops. Like, he just can see, he sees trends, so.
I should just have a 1-year delay on every tweet.
You really should.
Because it's funny, like, when I, like, will do something from before, it gets so many more likes. Not even when it comes to, like, having more people follow me. It literally just is too early.
Mm-hmm.
But, like... It that helps us in a lot of ways, though.
Yeah.
I guess. Or it's just wicked frustrating all the time to just feel like a fucking time traveler. What do you think? Me. Time traveler. Big Bear.
I think it's hard on you, but it's kind of inevitable. It's not like you can just turn off your thoughts.
Yeah, no. I'm having fun. I'm having a good time. As my brother says, Yeah, it's I'm having a what's his new theme? He's like, well, he says just enjoy the day, but he says it like real like sinister. All right, manifest an illusion. Thank you, buddy. That was very generous of you.
Thank you.
Valiant Eddie. Hey, Bears. I was looking to get back into stand-up, but my ex still works at the most accessible rooms in the city. How do you suggest I manage that? Any advice is appreciated. Thanks. By the way, your kid is super cute. Just go on stage and just rip your ex apart. Just
that's is probably it, like, a bad idea. Is it like preventing you from actually performing there, like they handle bookings? That
yeah. would be... Yeah. Well, all right. So we'll give you different answers based on different possibilities. If they handle the bookings, I suggest starting your own room somewhere else. Even if that room didn't exist before, you could do a room at Olive Garden. That's the beauty of stand up. You can do it anywhere. I've performed at Narcotics Anonymous. I performed like literally.
Which are great crowds because they really want to laugh.
They really want to laugh. I one time on my birthday, I performed in a parking lot in Texas in the rain in front of no one on a stage.
I can't picture you doing that now.
Had to pay the bills,
baby.
Like
you would just get angry.
I would get so angry. Like I would just, that's a, like Shaniqua asked about agents. Like I probably got $5,000 for that.
Yeah.
So I would just get, that's a good chunk of money. It's like, here's $5,000 for one day. No, it was my birthday. It might've been $10,000.
Really?
Wow. For real, because they don't know how to spend money. It's socialism. So it's like, here's this big chunk of money that you can't say no to and go do something humiliating. And I would do that all the time. You know, I mean, Kevin Hart, my first set was opening for him in a cafeteria in front of like nobody.
You really do have to like just go get humiliated.
I know. It's just like, just go embarrass yourself. Go talk to nothing. Go talk to the wind on your birthday alone. You know, and so that's why this world that we're building here, just $5 at a time, felt so much better than $10,000 of humiliation. And I'd take that any day of the week, you know? It's crazy. Like, there'd be gigs that I would be like, I would have to almost completely detach from reality to do them. They'd be like, well, all right, you're going to be in front of a guy who's vomiting. But don't make eye contact with him. He's the CEO, but he will probably vomit. And don't look at him in the eye. It's just like, all right. So does anyone here have a dog? But those are the ones that would pay a lot. And then all the great gigs would be unpaid. It would be like, you know, I would do the Improv or the Comedy Store or the Laugh Factory. All these like insane hot rooms that were just like a blast. But it'd be for no money. It'd be $12 or. You know, my bar tab would always be higher than I get paid. And then they're like, I like what you got, kid. So why don't you go humiliate yourself on your birthday in a parking lot? So, I don't know. Oh, the question was.
Put a nickel in you.
Put a nickel in me and watch me dance. So if your ex is a comic, just go crush. It's kind of like the advice we gave that Patreon guy where it's like, the more positive and good you can be after trauma, if it was a bad breakup, I'm assuming, if you can't be around her or him, just go crush. Just go, just rise above it. Just walk in. Make them feel weird about you being there. Unless they have power over not booking you, then you have to start your own room, which is very easy to do if you're a comic. Brad, teeth game is strong with these two.
Thank you.
Turns out, I never brush. All right. Toxic. Just had a close family member pass. I love your videos, man. You make people laugh during the darkest of times. Thank you. I'm so sorry to hear that. That's a nightmare, and I'm glad that we can make you laugh. Fat Round. Ha, Amy is stoic. Also, Amy is great, Owen is rad. Anywho, what do either of you do to retain self-discipline needed for monotony improvement? Monotony.
That's always been really easy for me in relationships.
Is he saying monogamy?
Oh, I don't know. I misread that.
Oh, we can say monogamy or monotony. Monotony and
self-discipline. I don't know what that is.
All right. Monotony is like a day that just drags, like monotonous. If something is monotonous.
Oh, okay, yeah.
All right, anywho, what do either of you do to retain self-discipline needed for monotony improvement? So to get through monotony? I don't know that one. Improvement, maintain self-discipline in our relationship for improvement? I think shared goals. Shared goals is the key to everything, where it's like trust and shared goals. Like if you trust each other's intention, which isn't always easy. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes she thinks I'm digging at her when I'm not, and sometimes vice versa. That's just going to happen. And we trust each other deeply, and that still happens. So like today I said, Seattle makes soft people. And she's from Seattle, so she took that as a dig. And I was like, no, I know you're a strong person. You're clearly a strong person. I just think that the West Coast makes soft men. And I'm glad that our child is going to be raised in a place where he has to be strong. And so she assumed I was poking at her to get her to react. But in reality, I thought that me and her could both like be like, yeah, right? Soft. But and we're both right in that. I can see now why she thought that, and I hope she can see why I didn't realize that she would think that I could think she was soft. And so improvements for us have been trying to figure out how to always know that our intention is good and that we aren't reenacting things our parents did to us, like passive-aggressive things, or like I get paranoid that someone's trying to like hurt me when they're not. And I have to just get past that. That like I will see an angle of how someone's trying to hurt me and it's not real. And Amy's the last person in the world that would want to hurt me. And so that's on me. And so that's just something that me and her have had to work on over the years to just get through.
Yeah, it just takes a time to just know the other person.
Yeah. She knows when to disengage. I know when to disengage. I know when to not take things personally. It's like the other day, she was getting all hormonal and saying some shit. I barely even remembered at this point. Back in the day, I would have been pissed and overreacted. And then she apologized. She was like, hey, I'm sorry. I'm like, I barely even remembered. And vice versa. Like, I have to not fucking, you get it. Everyone gets it. All right, Tyler. My baby girl is due March 5th and will be named Claire, a few letters away from air. Nice. I'm really excited to see the lead. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, Walter and Claire. Water and air. Oh. Now we need to meet Mirth.
That's a very attractive name.
BB just gave us an unbelievable super chat. Thank you. Love you and your wife. Thank you so much. It's our pleasure. Zoivod. Men in Black, whether you like the movie or not, had one of the smartest lines I've ever heard. A person is smart. People are dumb. Wow. That is amazing. A person is smart. People are dumb. Wow. Yeah, it's a race to the bottom. It's lowest common denominator is what's going to unite people. It's almost like if you're just at a concert with one other person, it's way more fun than 10 people. You can't coordinate. It's like there's too many heads moving around. Come to Canada, you magnificent fuck. Oh, hey, Amy.
Hi.
That's brilliant. I love that line. Big Bear. This is from Michael. Please play Do Lyrics for What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield. Much love from Houston. I will. We're going to do a little music at the end of this. And Lindsay, thank you. Josh, just got on. Good to see you and your beautiful wife. Thank you. The Vile Delinquent. Are there any good female comedians? Yes, there are. Who do I like that's a female comedian?
Jenny
Johnson? Yeah, she's cool. She's more like online though. Oh yeah, no, she does stand up. She's really good. I'll tell you a few. I'm just blanking. It's not that there aren't any. Sarah Tiana, Morgan Murphy. Because that's the thing. Women can be lefties and still be funny because leftism actually is natural to a woman because they're fucking crazy.
What about the guys we fucked girls?
Oh, they're cool. The Guys We Fuck podcast, they recently did Rogan. They're really funny. I mean, Sarah Silverman is rancid. Amy Schumer is not funny. Oh, who's that lesbian? Tell us her name.
Fortune?
No, Fortune's funny. Yeah, lesbians can be really funny. No, it's... Damn it, I can't believe I'm...
Do I know her?
Crowder also likes her. I always blank on her name. Kathleen Madigan. She's really funny. Yeah, and there's a lot of women that are really, really funny. They just don't have the desire to say it in a microphone. Like, Amy's funny as shit. Like, here's a perfect example of something she said. Just no interest in being a comedian, though. We're driving behind a truck today that was covered in snow, and snow was blowing everywhere. And we both said a joke at the same time. I said, it's the Coke-mobile, like for cocaine, which is not even that funny. And she said, the White Walkers are on tour. And that's way funnier. But she doesn't have any interest in tweeting that. She doesn't even have Twitter. She just looks at, like, babies and shit. And, like, dogs falling down shit. It's like, oh, look at this guy slipped on his ass. Hey, look at all these, like, look at the proposals and then someone falls. All right. Patrick, light note, you're an adorable couple. Thank you, buddy. You. Spider-Man, Man, Big Bear. Oh, I love this name. Man, Bear, Pig Bear. If you find a bear that is taller than you, does he become a bigger bear? And by extension, our new leader. I'm still trying to figure out how this all this out. Well, if I find a bear bigger than me, does he also play the piano and say funny things? If it's just a bigger bear, I will just kill that bear.
I saw that coming.
Yeah. If there is a bigger bear, I would just kill the bear. And no one would even know it ever existed. I'd get the guys. I'd get Diesel Dave. I'd get Diesel Dave to help me cut it up. Field of Bears. I tried to answer your question in the twatter, but I don't think you saw it. The nearest big city to me is San Luis Obispo, California.
Oh, that's nice.
Good. The love of Christ, come mock these commie bastards. I'm in. I was just talking to someone about doing Tahoe when I do Brea. So I'm going to bring her. If I get a little chunk, I'm going to bring the better half. She's coming with me to some fun stuff.
Yeah.
I'm doing a corporate in Florida. I'm going to bring her to, and then I'm also doing, we're going to LA together. We're going to LA together soon. I'm doing Adam Carolla. I might do Ruben. He's off that week, but he's going to try and make it happen. And, how else are we going to do? I don't know, but we got a place right on the beach. She needs a vacation. All right. So we'll link up at that point. Clay, Owen, bear is nature and not a social structure. Owen, bear is nature and not a social structure. Bear's nature is not a social structure. Isn't that? I don't understand that one, Clay Bradley, but I love your heart.
The bear's nature and not a social structure.
I don't know. Brady B. Owen, seeing how happy you are with your wife and kids is making me excited to start my own family. It is natural to want to punch beta males. Is it natural to want to punch beta male soul boys? Yeah, it's natural to fantasize about really punching them. There's going to come a time, if they keep it up, where it will be natural to actually start hurting these people. But fortunately, that isn't happening yet. I'm glad that you're getting excited to start a family, because that's where it's at. As I always say, it's good to project a culture of life that values life. That's one reason why I like to share my most precious, which is my wife and child, because I want people in those moments to think, yeah, I'm going to go for the family, because we need that in this world. People, lone wolves die. You know, the myth of the lone wolf is a myth. You die. And I'm a guy that can do stand up in a parking lot alone on my birthday in Texas, and I would not survive without my family. So I'm so proud of you, buddy. Rocket. Keegan Daly. Hey, Amy, heard you have interest in Idaho. Have you been to Coeur d'Alene? We were looking there. Or Sandpoint? I'd recommend checking it out. I think you would both enjoy it. Yeah. Just because of the winter, I keep catching Amy on Zillow benders, and one of them was Idaho, because she heard me say I wanted a compound in Idaho, so she started running with it. And but then I got real defensive of the town we live in, and now I really want to make sure that we everyone knows we're staying.
Now I'm scared to look at Idaho.
No, we can look at Idaho.
I'm just kidding.
But it has to be maybe a few months a year.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Coeur d'Alene is beautiful.
I think it's our favorite area.
My mom actually recommended Coeur d'Alene.
Coeur d'Alene, and then also, what else were we looking at? It was like a girl's name.
Haley.
We like Haley. King Dick of Monkey Country. Go big. Name a boy King. Middle name Richard. King Dick Benjamin. I love it. Billy. Everyone should make their own Justin Trudeau piss tribute vid and post a compilation of all of them on YouTube. I think that's a fantastic idea. One of my buddies suggested that I do it on stage someplace. Just really pissed all over him.
Jeez.
After years of not being in contact, is there any way to find common ground with a high school friend that has fallen victim to SJW Bernie Sanders victimhood culture? Yeah, you can be friends with these guys, and they're very easy to change their mind. The reason that they're SJWs is because they're pussies. If you spend a few days with them, you can, like, they realize they're wrong. It's because no one gives a shit about these people, so they just listen to Bernie Sanders. It's like, they're pussies. They have no pride. They don't think that they're ever going to do anything great, so they just want the government to take money from the great people and give it to them. It's bullshit. And they're so easy to change their mind if you're just around them for an hour.
But I don't think he's trying to change their mind. He just wants to, like, hang out.
All right, if you want to just hang out, yeah, you can also do that too. But they will, their mind will be changed because they're wrong.
I have quite a few friends, girlfriends that are SJW.
Oh, or, it's crazy. Yeah, it's their the hordes. Warriors.
I just it's a horde of whores. With them.
Horde of whores. No, I mean, they came at her, and I got suspended on Twitter defending her. But they're still her friends, apparently. I don't know. All right, what we got up next?
I'm not talking about those women.
Oh, you mean, like, friends?
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Most of my, like...
They're SJWs?
Yeah, like, it's my age and where I grew up. I was on the West Coast. 20-year-olds. It's like...
What do they say about me?
Nothing. They just like you. But they, like, we don't talk about, like... That's
yeah, not, just don't talk about politics.
I don't. They all, like, did the women's march and everything. It's like...
Oh, Jesus. All right. You came into my life at exactly the right time, more than you can imagine. Same with Jordan Peterson. Thanks for what you do, and don't let praise go to your head. We need you to stay grounded. CG. You're fine. Amy, you want to comment on whether or not praise is going to go to my head?
No.
I'm already whatever you're scared of and the opposite. So there's no, I don't change.
Like, no, he doesn't.
I literally, someone could hand me a giant bar of gold or punch me in the dick and not much different. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what, I don't know. What's your insight on that? Like,
yeah, like, I think I said this in the last stream. Like, it's what makes you such a good leader is you are, you just don't abuse the power. Like, you're very level-headed.
Yeah, in fact,
very genuine.
I see power as an obligation to do the right thing because I don't want to let people down, and I also don't want to. Like for me, if a lot of people are behind me, it makes me really think about what I'm saying and like not to lead people down the wrong path.
Yeah,
you know, because I feel bad about that. Like. If I don't have a lot of people following me, I'll just shoot guns into the wind. But if there's people that are young and look up to me, I will try my damnedest to like not send them the wrong way because I had an experience that they didn't have, or I'm using hyperbole or sarcasm or, you know. All right. Zoifod, in kindergarten, milk came from a nipple, just saying. Hang on. In kindergarten, milk came from a nipple, just saying.
You breastfed in kindergarten?
Oh, you breastfed in kindergarten? I breastfed for a long time, like a bizarrely long time. I don't want to talk about it.
You just did.
All right, Peter Shea. Thank you, buddy. I was on a paid break from a work injury about 5 months. You, Crowder, Shapiro, and Milo have opened my mind. Last week was the first day back. I've got the whole crew watching you guys. Oh, good stuff. Sweet. Peter, you're the man. Thank you. Jack. Nothing is wrong with the name Jack. My name is Jack P. Long. Really? See, I pee long, people. This is for Amy and her cold. Oh. Thank you, Jack P. Long.
Thank you.
I Jack pee too often. Michelle, shout out to Kevin, please. His question, has there ever been a leftist that's not a pussy? Yeah, Stalin. Once you get to the top, like once you go the full, once you take it there, leftists are some of the most vicious and fearless, like they're just maniacs. Pol Pot, Castro, there's a lot of them. Yeah, they're not, it's the pussy, they're called useful idiots. It's the pussies that get them there. And then these, the people that actually get power at the end of a leftist, you know, cycle are the worst ever. And they hate us and they would kill us if they could. So that's fun. Hey, what's up, Kevin? Shout out to Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Slim and None. Hey, Owen, here's a poem. Fuck Don Lemon. I bet Aziz blows him. He can't even fit in an extra small Trojan. CNN fucker. That wannabe Tucker. Drink so much soy milk, his asshole puckers. That's a good one. What'd you think?
I just, like, picture a lot of things I hear.
So she really pictures everything. So I'm like, knock, knock. She's like, did we get a door? Barry Manilow. I love that name. But thank you. Thank you, Slim and None. Barry, I got verified by you this morning while you were roasting Aziz like a Kenny Rogers chicken. Thanks for continually giving me intellectual boners. Can't wait for the special. Oh, Barry Manilow, you're the best. Welcome to Unbearables. Lord Bearmont, at some point we'd like to hear more about your testimony and your beautiful from my wife's. Those stories are so powerful and personal. At some point we'd like to hear more about your testimony and your beautiful wives. Those stories are so powerful and personal. Yeah, I will. Thank you. When she's not super sick, we'll really just dive in. We'll get into it. Aqueous mantra. Sorry if I'm reading like I'm retarded, but I seriously think I'm going blind. Oh, and fellow upstate bear here. Can you play Frank Zappa's Uncle Remus later? Not today, but I will. I don't know it, but I will. I have a couple songs planned. Dr. Feelgood 56. Your love is inspiring. Can't wait to start our family. Are many Saranac ticks left? Sent main gig venue invite to your email and Islamic love song from Hannah's Flute. Awesome. We have ticks left for, mm-hmm. February 24th. We've sold a lot though, and we gave a bunch to charity. What did we give out? 200?
More than that. Well, I think.
200.
Yeah, 200.
Yeah, we gave 200 to a local vet rehab, St. Bernard School, and the fire department. The fire department is going to be doing security, hopefully with no shirts on. And, all right, so Maine, I'd love to do Maine. That sounds incredible. I hear there's moose up there that are like, they're ghost moose.
Like white?
Yes. And Islamic love songs.
Like albino? Hansford.
Yeah, I think so. The Vile Delinquent. Wasn't Amy supposed to shave Buzz your hair on live stream? Yeah, we can do that this week for sure. She wants me to like cut it well though for my special. Dean, how can you be an alpha male if you're not? You don't have to be an alpha male. Everybody's a beta to someone. That could be a song. Everybody's a beta to someone. I don't really know, man. I think that it's all... You don't have to be... Like, not being an alpha does not make you soy. Like, there's some great... Like, beta male is not... It's only, like, a sneaky beta male. But, like, there's all kinds of men. It's like, I don't even know if I'm an... I mean, people tell me I'm an alpha male... But, like, then sometimes when I'm around, like, Vaughn and those guys, like, I get real quiet. Like, how about when, like, we're hanging with Vince Vaughn?
Yeah, no, like, you definitely let them... It's just a hierarchy.
Yeah, it's a different hierarchy. Like, when I'm around Vince, you know, I'll talk and shit, but it's like, even my brother. Like, when I'm around my brother, mm-hmm. My brother's dominant. He just always will be dominant.
Yeah, it was so weird for me to, like, because I wasn't around Owen's brother that much. When we were first dating, and then to see Owen around his brother, I was like, oh, whoa, he really is, like, the younger brother. Like, you act like
yeah, brother. Yeah, I'm beta to my brother. So it's all, like, a series of relationships. I think, like, people usually think alpha male when the majority of their relationships to man is alpha. And sometimes, and being alpha is a compassionate position. It's not, like, abusive. It's not like you're a dick. It's just, like, you're in the control position. And it's like, there's always going to be positions. If some guy is incapable of not being alpha, he's not a real alpha. He's not a real good man. He's a fucking narcissist. So just be a good man. That's all I'm saying. It's like, you don't have to be like, I mean, I used to be like 300 pounds and I was still fucking sweet. Mm-hmm. It's like, you don't have to be like, I don't know. You can be whatever the fuck you want.
It's confidence.
Zoifad. No, for the kindergarten song. Milk came from a titty, not a bean. Oh, nice. Milk came from a
Sorry
titty.
Sorry for misunderstanding that.
I know. Apparently, I just revealed I did a lot of breastfeeding. So. Sorry. Yeah, I did. Milk came from a tit, not a bean. Tyler, if your Uncle Jack helped you off an elephant, would you help your Uncle Jack off an elephant? Yeah, I mean, I would. It's my Uncle Jack. I'd help him. I'd help jack off. I got nothing. Carter, come to Colorado. You would never make it to Idaho compound from the east. That's a good point. Well, we're looking at compounds around here too. We need a compound because Amy's like kind of spiraling because we can't. There's no wood source burning heat in the house.
All of our heat sources come from electricity, and that makes me
freaked out. Or oil, but it's like you need power.
Oil comes from our, like, it's generated by the electricity.
Yeah, exactly. So if electric goes out, we literally die, and so it's been an issue of stress lately.
And our temperatures get so low here that generators could potentially like not kick on.
Yeah, so we literally may have to, like, we're really looking at places with,
I just want, like, a wood stove.
Just wood. Just in case we you know, see, it gets negative 40, dude. We're dead.
It's so cold.
And solar's all right, but it's kind of gay. But I want to get into solar, but it brings with it a lot of soy.
No, it doesn't. No, it's just planning. To me, solar is almost like...
No, I get it. So, but it sounds like soy. Soiler.
It's like off the grid for like the day the world ends.
Soiler. All right, John. Can you play the unbearable song I just wrote to the tune of Dylan's The Times They Are Changing? I just emailed you. Well, we've already done an hour and a half, and I don't want to run a ragged.
I just came up with an idea.
What?
What if we did solar panels around a commuter coffee mug, and then you could... put your phone charged into it.
Solar panels around
a coffee mug.
And then you put your phone.
Put it on like your dashboard when you're driving with sun on it. And then, I don't know.
Does it warm your coffee?
Oh, it could warm your coffee.
Yeah, what about solar panels on a coffee mug? Yeah. It just simply warms your coffee.
Yeah. I like the, I don't know.
Yeah, $9,000 coffee cup.
Mm-hmm.
No, it really is a good idea though. We're brainstorming merch all day. I want lighters, I think. Unbearable lighters. I don't know. We're both wicked. We're both insanely tired. Sean, when are you coming to Tampa? P.S. Nigga stole my bike. A nigga stole my bike. That nigga stole my bike. Yeah, there might not be music tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to do, a morning stream at 9, but I'm worried about the champion. Raven, seems I can only find really crazy chicks. What the hell? Well, it might be your age, and it also might be like where you hang with, and it also might be that time in your life. Me and her both used to be crazy. So it's like
real crazy when you met me.
Yeah, she was nuts. I was not sane. People can change. Hello, you beautiful bears. Owen, you should check out the song Big Bear by Southern Culture on the skids. Also, does Amy swear? Could she? Love you too. Amy, would you like to swear?
Fuck!
She just said it. Now go wash that mouth out. Tyler, what's the freedom gathering with Stefan and Cernovich going to be like? Active duty Marine here that needs to get out of SoCal. I'm not sure. I was just texting with Cernovich. It should be fun. I mean, those guys are fun. But I don't know. I have no idea. Cernovich just asked me if I wanted to do it. And he's like, he's just one of those guys where it's just all enthusiasm. And I don't always know the deets. He's like, yeah, man, it's just going to be like-minded people just having a blast. And just like, we have all these people and everyone's just crushing and it's not going to be boring and it's going to be exciting. And you're going to be, and I'm like, where do I plug in my keyboard? You know, it's just like, but it's going to be fun, man. And obviously, thank you for your service. Are you in what fort
San Diego,
is that?
Right.
Yeah, but Fort. What is that fort? I can't believe I'm blanking. We've been there.
I can't think of it.
Fort. No. We need sleep.
It has like the boob building. Right?
The boob building's near it.
It's near it.
Yeah, there's boobs. Fort. Bennington? Not Bennington.
Is it that?
It's not. It's Fort. I don't know. I don't even know why I care. Why am I obsessing about something I can Google? All right. Mr. J. Batista. Mambo Bear here. You're the man. You got to come out to Providence. I will. I've done the comedy connection there a bunch of times. It's in an old bank.
I've never been to Rhode Island.
Rhode Island's cool. It's not actually an island. I learned that when I was about 8. And I was like, why the fuck would they call it an island?
That is really weird.
It still bothers me, and I'm 37. Like, why would you call it an island? That's like saying Pennsylvania Island. It's that crazy. And no one can, like,
figure. Maybe like a long time ago, they just wanted to convince everyone they couldn't leave.
Right.
Like, it's an island. You're in Rhode Island. Sorry. There's no...
Or it was like sarcasm. Here. It was like Rhodes Island. Was it named after Cecil Rhodes? No. Because he named Rhodesia. Rhode Island is way before that, though. The Rhodes Scholarship. Oh. Cecil Rhodes. Kim Pendleton. That's it.
Oh, there
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, Field of Bears. And Field of Bears always wants everyone to know. Socialism always ends in starvation and genocide of millions. All right, this is the last super chat. Tons more cowbell. When at Freedom Event, talk to Owen Schroyer about getting on InfoWars. There are a lot of good potential bears in that audience. I absolutely will.
Cool. Sounds like a cool show.
All right, this is the chat up here. I just, no, Road is an island. All right, we're going to wrap it up because I am so happy that that Amy actually did this because she's sick and pregnant and just a champion. And I just want to come up to the normal chat so you bears don't feel like you always have to super chat me. It just makes it way way easier. Hey, Owen and Amy, much love from NC. Oh, thank you. Yeah, what's up, Rachel? She just said hi. Lots of spam in the chat. I'm sure there is. There's like 1,000 people the whole time, so I guess we're attracting a bunch of animals. It's because Rhode Island has like 5 islands to the south. They're just connected by bridges, so it doesn't seem like it.
That's
nice.
Cool.
Thank you.
I bet it's really beautiful there.
Yeah. Go to bed. All right, we're going to bed, Spectacle Bear. Did you guys have fun? I really hope you had fun. I know last time we were drinking and singing and stuff, but we have a sleeping baby and, you know, we're tired. I hope you guys had fun. Hey, Big Bear, just got home. Got my hat in the mail. Okay. Loving it. Super comfy. Also, you and your wife are a huge inspiration for trying to date again. P.S. Did you secure a Wisconsin date? Much love. Working on Wisconsin. We have Pittsburgh. Hasn't got on the website yet, and Minneapolis is within a week away. All right, you guys had fun? All right, great. I'm glad you had fun. Use the force, Owen, the force. Good night. Thanks for the time. Tons of fun. Good night. All right, sweet. I'm glad you guys are happy. Julie, thanks. Good night. We'll be seeing you at Cernovich event. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And if you like this, share it, comment, hit the like button. Jordan Peterson, I'm interviewing him, I believe, January 23rd. Will be our first guest. And one of my personal heroes. So I'm really excited. All right. I truly love you guys. Do you have anything to say to the bears?
No, I just thought they caught my eye, but it would start another conversation. So.
What was it?
I want Amy's version of drunk street running.
Yeah. Which one was drunk street running?
I don't know. Just sounds very intriguing.
Yeah. Yeah. We need more deets. I do a morning. I do a 2-hour morning stream every single day, so I have no idea what I've told you people. All right, so
have you been drunk street running? When I think you've just been in here live streaming, you've just been out in our neighborhood running drunk.
Oh, I told him a story about when
that was
so funny. When we're in Tahoma and you were trying to run in the street drunk.
Tahoma. What?
Tacoma.
Oh.
And you were trying to run in the street, and I was just grabbing you, and then you ended up in a bush.
Oh, that was such a bad night.
Yeah, that's a bad night. Thanks for bringing that up, guys.
Yeah. I was wasted and angry.
Yeah, she kept running around the street.
I was angry and drunk.
Yeah, she kept trying to run in the street, and it probably appeared kind of bad, but I don't think anyone saw it, but I was literally just holding her.
No, there was like so many times when I got drunk and angry and you like just saved my life.
Just being like, you're not moving.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a rough time in our lives, but we got through.
It got us here.
It did. Cause she's, you know, she has some Mexican heritage. You throw some tequila in that fire.
I literally can't drink tequila. I go crazy.
She just starts kicking. She hasn't
really
in years, though.
It's because I don't drink tequila.
Is that really what it is?
Yes.
If you drank tequila, would you be crazy again?
Do you remember the last time I drank tequila just recently? Like, I had one shot, and I, like, puked in our foyer, and then I immediately cleaned it up afterwards. Because I was like, I'm like a mom now. So I was just like, like, awful.
Yeah, but you're also, like, half Norwegian.
Yeah, so like, that's why I'm, like, super aggressive.
I know, you're like a Viking Mexican. That's really funny. Mexico watch. My grandfather lived in Tacoma. Bear hugs save lives. Bear hugs do save lives. Oh, Isa is the guy I'm getting the dog from.
Oh, sweet.
I think.
Oh.
Yeah. Nordic bears don't seem that affected by tequila. No, Nordic bears can drink great. Viking Jew, Viking Mexican, beautiful. Yeah, we're both half Scandinavian, but I'm a quarter Irish, whatever that is, because I think they were also giants.
I just like don't really go down when I drink. I like don't. I'll black out, but like I don't pass out, and that's really bad. I'll just like keep like.
Yeah, she doesn't fall asleep. No. She just keeps going. Amy, you are glowing. Know that you guys have friends down here in Jacksonville.
Oh, thank you, William.
Do you have anything to say to the bears before we bail?
Thank you for joining, and sorry if I was a little less energetic, but thanks for all the good questions and all the donations and nice comments.
Yeah, she's just really nice. I think everyone could have been a little better. I'm just kidding. I'll read my super chat. Hang on, I missed a super chat. What did I get? All right. Amy, you're glowing. Bear hug saves lives. Share of the unbearable family, all things Owen. Island life. Slim none. Back when Mark Wahlberg was Marky Mark, this is how we used to make the party start. We used to mix soy with Bacardi Dark, and when it kicks in, you start liking cocks. Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
That's really funny.
Back when Mark Wahlberg was Marky Mark, this is how we used to get the party started. We used to mix soy with Bacardi Dark, and when it kicks in, you start liking cocks. The fact it doesn't rhyme is so fucking funny.
That's so funny.
Yeah, people are saying you're beautiful, love. All right, so that's a good ending. I will be on tomorrow at 9. I'm used Vikings U Warrior in your Google search. I don't know shit about Google. How do we put unbearables and shit with us? Like, when you type in Owen Benjamin, it just says tall, piano, or dog.
Isn't it the most, like, searched for word with it?
It's tall. Owen Benjamin tall. And Owen Benjamin wife. And lately it's been Owen Benjamin Twitter. Because people want to know what the fuck I've been throwing. Call them. There's no calling them. What's AdWords? I've heard of AdWords. I've never used AdWords. All right, I gotta call Google. There's no one at the other end.
Cock with a Boston accent.
I saw Owen Benjamin. You have to pay for it. I'm not paying shit. When I Google Owen Benjamin, it says fag. Did you do that?
Yes, I paid for it.
You paid for it with my own money. Yeah. All right, good night, bears. I love you guys. Thanks for everything you bring to me and my wife and the world. And I'll see you in the morning. And if you drink soy, you start sucking cocks, and then your cock will fall off as you're sucking another man's cock.